The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm joined this morning by Bill Devine. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for inviting us in today.
You bet. So, Bill, you've been on the show in the past, and you're a SCORE mentor with quite a bit of history with SCORE. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I've probably been co-hosting half a dozen times over the years with some of your predecessors. Glad to be joining you today. I will be hitting my 20th year starting the 1st of September. I retired 20 years ago, and one of the first things I did was get involved with SCORE because my father had been involved with SCORE for a long time in the Madison chapter, and so we were a father-son duo in the SCORE world.
Yeah, well, you've been very helpful for the Fox City SCORE chapter, and congratulations on that 20 years.
Thank you. I really enjoy it, and it's great to work with clients and people trying to get into business and to continue their business and improve their business. And it's great to see the entrepreneurial spirit, live and well here in the Fox Cities.
Good, good. It is. And this morning, we're also joined by Pam Kososki, who is with Valley Chronic Pain and Sports Acupuncture. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Pat. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
It's good to have you here. And you are working with SCORE also. And Bill is a mentor for you, correct?
Yes, he's been a wonderful mentor.
That's good. So let's start off by talking a little bit about Valley Chronic Pain. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your business?
My business, I'm an acupuncturist. And so Valley Chronic Pain, I focus on, chronic pains, disorders, fibromyalgia, things like that. I see a lot of back pain patients, but my business, it's a holistic medicine. So I treat everything from pain to anxiety, depression, digestive disorders, and so many other things. We treat so many different things.
How do people come to find you, patients that you're working with?
A lot of people, it's a word of mouth. But I am, a lot of people find me on the website also. I have Google searches and things like that. But, about half of my patients are word of mouth.
How long have you been in your business with the pain clinic?
I opened this location January 1st of this year.
And where is this location?
1011 North Lindale Drive in Appleton. So I'm between College and Wisconsin Avenues.
Okay. And what is your background? How did you come into this, being an acupuncturist?
My background, I was in sales for many years. And, with the change in the economy, I decided to go off on my own. So I started off as a massage therapist, and I went to school for that. And immediately after I graduated from massage school, I went to acupuncture school. And that's a master's degree.
Can you tell us, what your thought process was when you decided to step out of sales and move in a different direction?
I've always been in the business of helping people. So helping people decide what car they want to drive or appliance they want to, put in their kitchen. So it's always a business of helping people. This is, healthcare. It's also a business of in helping people. And it's just acupuncture is a holistic way of doing that. We treat, not just the pain, but the reason that's causing the pain. So I've always been in a helping people business.
And I think that's a good point with sales. Sometimes people feel like salespeople are just coming to sell them something,
sure.
But a good salesperson is really out there to help the client they're working with, to help them make the best decision.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Transfers over.
It's a matter of trying to find a solution to solve the problem that the people have. So, you know, a car breaking down, well, you need a new one, or the, you know, new fancy things with appliances, or you know, we're all trying to strive to have a better health. So it's great to see Pam out there doing what she's doing to help people.
So, Pam, when you decided that you were going to make the switch, who helped you with that decision? You, from sales to a different direction into massage therapy, is it something that you worked on by yourself? Did you have family helping you?
It was a decision that was a complete shock to my family. So, so it was a decision that I came to on my own. And they were very supportive, though, of that that transition.
And how long did it take you to make the transition? You didn't just one weekend on a Friday say, I'm done with sales, on Monday you're moving into this, right?
No, you know, sales and the economy, it was, I made the decision in about 2009. You know, the major retailer that I was working for closed, and I was looking for something that something more sustainable. So I went to school for massage, and I thought, you know, this is a great skilled trade that I can fall back on.
Great, great. So we have a call on the line. Sally, are you there?
Yes.
Do you have a question for Pam?
Yes, I've been hearing about I work in a treatment center, and I recently heard that acupuncture has been used in AODA treatments. Is there? Can she tell me about that?
Acupuncture it works very well for. I'm actually trained in acupuncture detox. We do a lot with reducing cravings, so that's you know, an added-on certification that I have in my education. It works well. It stops cravings, and I actually offer on Wednesdays. I have a stressless Wednesday. It's actually an addiction treatment protocol that was designed in the South Brooklyn, I believe, in the early 80s by a medical doctor to reduce cravings. So it does work very well for addiction.
I was very excited to hear about that. I thought that could really be helpful, especially at this particular time with the opiate crisis. So it's really good to know. I appreciate your information.
Thank you.
One of the things that I've seen...
Thank you, Sally.
That I've seen is that more and more of the traditional medical community is starting to incorporate acupuncture in recommendations and in treatments programs for a number of different problems and diseases and conditions. Do you see that, Pam?
We're turning into a more of an integrative medicine. Years ago, we were an alternative, but now we're more integrative. I have a colleague, for example, that started a program in Duluth at a hospital, and he's now they're going to be acupuncturists in internal medicine throughout the country. You know, we treat so many different things, digestive disorders and high blood pressure, cholesterol, things like that. It's a non-pharmaceutical way to treat, you know, so many different things.
Is there more acceptance coming from the traditional medical community?
It's coming, slowly but surely. I just had a physical last week, so I'm hopeful because I just had a physical last week, and my primary care physician, actually one of the first things she asked me was for some business cards because she had some referrals for me, and we chatted for about an hour. I don't know if she billed me for that, but but we chatted for about an hour about acupuncture and, you know, things like CBD, hemp oils and things like that.
So this might be about where chiropractic was 20 years ago or so, where it wasn't so. Now it's more common for a medical doctor to refer you to chiropractic at the appropriate time and say they probably have something that can help you that maybe the medical doctor can't. this might be moving in that direction.
I'm hoping. I know we're also in, they're implementing acupuncture in emergency rooms around the country also for pain, people coming in for pain, you know, whether it's dry needling or traditional acupuncture, they're getting relief in the ER without meds.
And that's huge right now with the opioid crisis that we have and the pain medication management and things like that. So how do you determine, you know, where you use acupuncture? When is it appropriate? When is it not? Can you help me with that a little bit?
It's always appropriate, Pat.
Well, that's simple.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, for chronic pain, you know, as far as treatment goes, for chronic pain, it's something that I would want to see a patient for a little bit longer than just something acute. But, you know, so as far as determining, you know, when to do acupuncture, you know, there's really not many contraindications for it. You know, some people might need more treatments than others, but there's really not many.
So how do you help somebody like myself who is afraid of needles and shots and things like that? And I come and you've got this tray of needles that you're telling me is going to help me out. How do you help somebody like me?
Well, you know, a lot. When I first have patients in my office, one of the first things that I do is I give them a tea that's going to help them relax. It's something that I sell in my office. It's a stress. I serve it on my Stress Less Wednesdays, but it just helps reduce the cortisol in your body and just make you feel good. So the first thing that I do is help people relax. And if somebody is really nervous about needles, I put a few points in at the first just to help somebody calm down and relax before we continue with the treatment. So then they don't have to see the needles when I'm putting them in.
And the needles are very fine, right?
They're hair-thin needles. They're very, very tiny.
And so there really isn't. It's probably more psychosomatic that, you know, you worry about things that aren't going to be that difficult or challenging.
Very much so. Most people, many people, when they first get their treatment, they don't even know I put the needle in. I'll tell them, oh, the first one's in. They didn't even know it went in.
Pam mentioned in one of our conversations is that quite a number of people actually fall asleep while the treatment is going on. And I thought that was very interesting that, you know, you have these things in your mind like sitting on a bed of nails or something like that. But that's like so much in medicine today has changed dramatically. And, you know, there's definite advantage that can be done with this.
Absolutely.
So we're going to continue with the conversation in a few minutes. If you'd like to join in, you can give us a call if you're in the Appleton area at 920-281-1150. Or if you're outside of the Appleton area, 866-887-1150. You're listening to BizTalk and WHPY.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at WBD.org.
Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. We're talking to Pam Kososki, and Pam is with the Valley Chronic Pain and Sports Acupuncture. Before we go further, we have a caller on the line. Barb, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question for Pam?
Yes, I do. I have a licensed certified acupuncturist. How do you find insurance covering those services?
Insurance is starting to cover acupuncture more often. That is one of the challenges that we face as acupuncturists. There aren't a lot of insurance companies that cover acupuncture. So, but there are a few plans out there that do cover it.
Do you find Medicare patients are?
There is one supplemental program through United Healthcare called Optum. They do offer acupuncture coverage, but the straight Medicare does not offer, does not cover acupuncture right now.
In that respect, is it considered pharmacy or medical?
It's considered medical.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barb. Great questions.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. So the name of your business is Valley Chronic Pain and Sports Acupuncture. Let's talk a little bit about the sports part of it. What is that all involved?
So there's a type of acupuncture, sports acupuncture. Physical therapists, they do the same thing. They call it functional dry needling. So it's basically we're correcting muscle imbalances or muscle when muscles aren't performing the way they should. So we stimulate those muscles to get them to relax so you're able to function better.
And you, with the name Valley Chronic Pain and Sports Acupuncture, are there other areas that you're focusing on in your business, too, that don't fall under those two?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm going out to Syracuse next week for a digestive seminar. So we're, you know, treating things like SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and a lot of other types of digestive disorders, Crohn's and things like that. So, you know, we do a lot of digestive health, you know, like I said, anxiety, depression, some addiction, smoking cessation, things like that.
So you talked about addiction earlier. Is that in conjunction with, like, the 28-day programs, or is it something you're doing? How does that work with somebody who's trying to stop using whatever it is that they're addicted to?
It's something that needs to be combined with talk therapy. There's a National Association detox, you know, acupuncture detox, and it's combined with talk therapy. So, you know, if you're going through even a 12-step program or some kind of counseling, you know, this is in conjunction with it. We can help stop cravings. You know, the coping skills that you get come from the talk therapy.
So can you do this if you're somebody or have somebody you love with that has an addiction problem? Can you do this in lieu of a detox through a hospital program or something?
I wouldn't say that I would do it in lieu of. I would say that a lot of the hospitals, some of the top addiction hospitals in the country, they do offer acupuncture as a service there. You know, that is, it's been shown to be very effective in conjunction with other therapies.
Okay. Yeah. So that's something I hadn't heard before. So
oh, yeah.
That's kind of interesting. So there are examples around the country where acupuncture is. We talked a little bit earlier about being, you know, tying in close with traditional medicine. I know on your website you talked about Oriental medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain to us what Oriental medicine is versus what I'm familiar with in growing up in the United States?
Sure. So, well, Chinese medicine, Oriental Chinese medicine, you know, when I talk about acupuncture, that's just the needles, but this is a whole form of medicine. So we counsel people on nutrition therapy. You know, we have herbal medicine that we use, you know, supplements, things like that. We do some breathing and some exercise. Some light massage can be performed with the acupuncture. You know, so so Chinese medicine is all encompassing. So I'm an acupuncturist, I'm a licensed acupuncturist, but I practice Chinese medicine.
And where did you go to school for the Oriental medicine training that you have?
Racine, Wisconsin, at the Midwest College of Oriental Medicine.
Okay.
So, you know, let me just jump in here and mention this. I was in, took a trip to China 3 or 4 years ago, and one of the things that they talked about is that more and more Western medicine was getting there, too. But it was in conjunction with. So it does seem to me that both East and West medicine, you know, are taking the best of both worlds and incorporating them to provide the best care for patients that are out there. So not, it wasn't like we're throwing away all of our Oriental type medicines. We're just supplementing with Western. Western has said, hey, we want to add some of the good features that are coming out of the Eastern form of medicine and adding it to ours. And, you know, that's what is there to help as many as people as the best they can with whatever treatments work.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's it's good that you mentioned that. You know, some of the top hospitals in China, you know, their doctors are trained in both Western and Eastern medicine, so they know when to, you know, recommend certain therapies. You know, we do really well with chronic conditions or cancer treatment. A lot of the oncology departments are including acupuncturists in their, you know, services because, you know, we can offset some of the negative side effects from chemo and radiation.
So it's a great example of how medicine is evolving and continues to evolve. And I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges for a doctor or somebody in that field is that you can't just go to school, learn it, and then go out and apply it for the next 35 years or whatever it is. You got to learn all the time because there are different ideas. And I think the example you gave, Bill, of, you know, combining the best of both or all of it and finding the best answer out there is very appropriate.
You know, and education is something, you know, that I do quite a bit of. I mean, I've, this year alone, I'm like I said, I'm doing this digestive seminar next week, but, you know, spinal stenosis was something that I've turned down patients last year. I wasn't able to treat it effectively, but I've taken, I've neuropathy in a spinal stenosis seminar earlier this year. Fibromyalgia is something else that I, you know, I'm competent in treating. So these are all things that I've flown out to various parts of the country to learn how to treat with doctors from around the world.
Very good. So if you'd like to join in the conversation with Pam, you can give us a call at 920-281-1150 or 866-887-1150. We're going to take another break, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking to Pam Kozeski, Valley Chronic Pain and Acupuncture. Before we go back to Pam, I want to talk a little bit about what our Fox City Score chapter is all about. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber office in downtown Appleton, and we have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve basically an 8-county area around those three cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors at this point, and each is an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost and confidential mentoring. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and many other specialties. In order to register for our no-cost and confidential mentoring session, or to learn more about Fox City Score Chapter, visit us at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score Chapter can assist you with starting or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost, confidential session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to Score. Within a few days, a Score mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, Score is no-cost and offers experts who can assist you in many different areas of your business as you may need assistance. To get started, simply visit our website at foxcities.score.org. And I'd also like to remind people that we are always looking for new mentors. We're always looking for people who have experience in business in different areas. Right now, I think we're looking for people in agriculture and retail primarily. But if you've got a background that you'd like to share with other people, we'd love to have you. So go to foxcities.score.org. So we're going to go back to Pam. And Pam, I got a question. If a person had you, a caller earlier talked about insurance a little bit, but can a person pay for your services with an HSA account?
Absolutely, yes. Acupuncture and supplements are covered with HSAs.
Okay, that's very good to know because a lot of people have HSA accounts now and things. So, I'd also like to turn the conversation a little bit as we just got done talking about what SCORE does. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what your experience was, how you came to SCORE? How did you become familiar with SCORE that you ended up connecting with Bill as a mentor?
You know, I've been familiar with the SBA or, the SCORE for years. I looked into it when I was doing massage, and I never followed up with it. But last year, I wanted to expand my business. I was working in a chiropractor's office, and I wanted to go off on my own. And I contacted SCORE and wasn't really sure what they could offer me. But I met with Bill shortly after that, and I've been meeting with him ever since. And since then, I've moved, I've expanded my business, and changed my name. I got some great advice from Bill on just various business things.
Can you tell us the name maybe was a suggestion that Bill had? And Bill, you can pop in here too if you'd like. But you know, what was it that you were looking for when you first called? Was there a specific question that you were looking for help with?
I wanted to grow my business. Okay. I was looking for just for a business mentor, someone to bounce ideas off of, and Bill's been great with that.
Okay. Well, thanks. I appreciate that. You know, it's more than just the name. I mean, we bounced around back and forth various ideas for names and various ideas for lots of marketing and promotion programs and whatever. And I ran my own business for 35 years, and so I've had a lot of experience doing this kind of stuff. And I see entrepreneurial Pam with her retail experience and business savvy is much further along than a lot of folks are when they first start their business. But we get folks that are brand new, never done a business, never really been involved in a small business at all. And yet on the other end of the spectrum, we have people that have been in business for 20, 30 years that are trying to figure out what in the new world that we're working in and in business today, you know, get some help and get some needs without spending a lot of money. And so I'm sort of a generalist, but as Pat mentioned before, we have folks in all kinds of different areas of expertise with decades in many instances of success and working and improving, and all of that's available to Pam and to other clients. And on a regular basis, we will bring in co-mentors, and so somebody needs some accounting help. We'll bring in somebody that, you know, has in the accounting world, or they're thinking about getting a loan. So you bring in Pat or one of the folks that have been in the financial area for years and years. They can give you an incredible amount of help with those kind of things that, you know, most small businesses, entrepreneurs just don't have the area of expertise is a broad spectrum. And so finding somebody that's willing to sit down and help with you, help you be successful and get through the problems, it's a great benefit. And I've enjoyed very much working with the many, many folks over the years that I've helped. And Pam's a great example of, you know, taking the business from nothing, a year or two ago to, you know, doing well today.
Great, great. And Pam, Can you tell us about some of the emotions that you were going through as you were starting your business? And
fear. I'm still just in the very beginning stages myself. I mean, I'm still just started. So, it's scary at times. It's a little scary, but you just have to stay out there and keep pounding the pavement and getting new business that way.
And have you used Bill as a sounding board for some of those times when you just want somebody to talk to and say, does this make sense?
I've used him. Bill, one of the first things that Bill talked to me about was having, as business owners, we have over 110 hats that we have to wear. So when it comes to Bill, it reminds me to this is a business. So it's not just practicing. It's not just, marketing. Then there's a business aspect. So, when I think about Bill as a sounding board, it's nice to just have a mentor to chat with and just this is where I am today and listening to his advice and implementing it.
How do you see yourself have grown since you started your business?
Well, October of last year, I was renting a single room out of a chiropractor's office in Neenah, and now I have a larger office, my own retail space. I have I have two treatment rooms and a larger space to do classes and some community events. So I've definitely grown the size of my office, and my business is continuing to grow.
Has your confidence increased personally?
It's getting there. Yep. The more patients that I have, the more confidence I have in treating people too. When people first came in when I first started, they would come in and I wouldn't have an idea of how to set up a treatment plan. I didn't really explain to them that, you'd need to come in several times to get relief for your back pain. You might have relief for a couple days. So now I'm setting people up with treatment plans so they know that they need to come in somewhat regularly in the beginning to feel better.
Do you find any resistance from people with treatment plans of saying, maybe you have a plan for 8 visits or something like that, and after 3 I'm feeling good, and then they want to drop off or something, keeping them coming for the entire plan?
I have it. A lot of times it's maintenance, too. So if they're purchasing a plan and they are feeling better, typically, we're 3, 4, 5 visits, at least 5 visits. That's when we start kind of, if they're feeling really good, maybe we could look at maintenance then and just coming in once a month and using that plan once a month.
So what would maintenance with acupuncture be? Tell me about that. Is that something somebody would do on a monthly basis perhaps?
It depends on the person. If I've got somebody with neuropathy, for example, or spinal stenosis, that might be a monthly thing. It could even be a biweekly thing. Once we get you feeling better and functioning better, you might need to come in. Maintenance could also mean, supplements. Doesn't necessarily have to mean acupuncture.
Okay. So what things have you found that you really like about being an entrepreneur?
The flexibility is nice. You can create your ideal setting and go after that. If I don't want to work evenings, I make sure that my patients are in the day and I can target the population, more retirees versus, people that are, working people that have to come in after 5 o'clock. So that's definitely nice.
What methods have you used to target people like that?
Word of mouth is one. Facebook is something that I've been playing with quite a bit. So with some success, you can check your stats and things like that on there. So I do see a lot of people from Facebook. But a lot of it's word of mouth.
So let's talk about Facebook and social media.
Sure.
How important is that in the business, promoting your business or communicating with clients or,
I'm still playing with that. In some businesses, massage, for example, it was a huge tool in success of that business. Keep people updated, and I was very busy just advertising on Facebook, and my advertising budget was about $20 a month, so it wasn't very expensive for me to market that business. Acupuncture, a lot of it is creating events and bringing people in the office, because people have to learn about acupuncture. So it's different. Offering like classes though is something that's typically, been successful, and you can advertise that on Facebook.
The SCORE chapter, the Fox City SCORE chapter, has been doing a lot this particular year and getting us more involved in social media, Facebook and Google and some things like that. And I think there is a recognition that this is very necessary in the world. And one of the things I've seen is that it's nice to be able, you can do some measuring on Facebook and some other social media about who saw you, who visited you, you know, maybe what they did after they visited you, things like that. You just don't get from more traditional media. So are you using any of that?
I do track. It's amazing. You can schedule appointments with me online, and I see quite a few people when I'm looking at Facebook and the stats. People look at my site at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if I should start advertising insomnia more often, because there's quite a few people that go on really early in the morning.
I just wanted to make a comment because I'm more old school in some respects, because I started my first business almost 50 years ago. But and there's no question that social media is a very, very powerful tool updated. However, I do know with Pam and other clients, I say that there are other alternatives and things that you should do. It should not be exclusively social media. And I know one of the things that Pam has done moderately successfully is go out and knock on doors and talk to referral sources and put her flyer and put her cards in their hands. That is a terrific way of that face-to-face contact. You can't beat that. I mean, she talked about word of mouth. Well, that's great if you can have a nice conversation with a referral source and they're sold on what your business is. You'll get a lot of referrals that way. And social media is very attractive. It's very inexpensive. But you are bombarded with social media ads, and the percentage is very, very low on the return. So it's not exclusive social media. At least I try to work with my clients and to develop other means of contacting people. That's still out there. And obviously we're on the radio. Radio ads is, I have a couple of clients that do a lot of radio advertising. So you try to find out what particular method is the best way to reach the people that you're targeting.
Absolutely. So I agree with that. What it really comes down to, I think, is raising awareness. And whatever medium you use to do that, to raise your awareness, you have to weigh those all out and things. And I think it's, true, too, you talked about earlier that you're trying to, segment maybe isn't the right word, but, you might be trying to focus on maybe more seasoned people or older, a little bit older people and things. And sometimes social media doesn't do that for them at all, where the traditional methods do it. And I think it complicates a lot of things today about trying to get your message out, because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of different directions you can go as a small business person, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And like I was saying, Facebook is good for, keeping people updated. It's not been as successful for me to, bring a lot of people in for acupuncture. But, there are, there are still a handful of people that do come in from the Facebook posts.
So do you do classes? You said that you do offer classes.
I do some classes. I've done some on CBD, hemp. That's been a really hot topic, so I'll offer classes. I've done classes on that, fibromyalgia, and some of the services and how acupuncture can help some of the different things like that.
So,
Pam, do you post all this on your website? So if people want to know what classes are coming up, they can go to your website and check this out, right?
I do that on my Facebook page.
There's
a link. There's a link to my Facebook page. Yeah. So there's a lot of different events that pop up.
Why don't you give everybody your contact information there?
My phone number is 920-422-4910, and the website address is www.valleysportsacu.com.
And how would they find you on Facebook?
Facebook, and then just Valley Sports Acupuncture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you talk about hemp.
Yes. I've got my hemp here, yes. I was a little nervous for the radio show, so I had to grab my Charlotte's Web hemp, yes.
Yeah. So how is that playing in? And can you explain that a little bit to people who might be confused about, you know, what's the difference between the hemp you're using and marijuana? And
you know, that's a whole show on itself. But it's, you know, it's legal. Hemp and CBD, they're just, it's a medicinal property of the cannabis sativa plant that includes marijuana, that includes hemp. So, you know, you're getting these extracts from, you know, the hemp plant, and they're legal to be sold in Wisconsin.
And do you use it as a therapy?
I use it just for anxiety sometimes. You know, I have a couple different things I use for that. This is just a convenient way to carry it and take it as needed. But I have people that use it for chronic pain, and they swear by it, that they're pain-free by taking some internal hemp products and topicals. A lot of my patients love the CBD topicals.
Do you sell that?
I do. So a lot of it, yes.
If somebody wanted more information on hemp products and what they could do or to purchase it, they could get a hold of you too, right?
Absolutely.
Great. So we're going to take our last break, and you're listening to WHBY, Biz Talk on WHBY. We'll be right back.
Join us for the bike ride that feels more like a summer party. Fox Bike to the Beat, Saturday, August 4th in Appleton. Live music, food, and drinks. That's how we roll. Ride to support our communities. Fox Bike to the Beat, August 4th. Celebrate Mile of Music Weekend with a bike ride for all ages and skill levels. Don't miss a beat. Let's ride. Saturday, August 4th. Visit foxbiketothebeat.com to register online today.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial real estate or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. Before we go any further, I'd like to thank our sponsors who help us bring Biz Talk to you each weekend. We couldn't present Biz Talk without their generous support. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, a longtime sponsor of Biz Talk. If you're looking for business-oriented banking services, please contact Fox Communities Credit Union. And we want to thank Alberts and Haling CPAs. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Alberts and Haling offer accounting services geared to support small and medium-sized businesses and individuals, including tax preparation and advice. Legal Business Edge is a law firm that focuses on business owners. Sarah DeBruin and her team specialize in business law, offering services for forming a business, contract review, and intellectual property law, such as patents, copyrights, and trademarks. Thank you to WBD, the Wisconsin Business Development Corporation. WBD will be our guest next week, and we'll explain what they do a little bit more. They are very focused in the 504 SBA loan program. I'm sure we're going to talk about that. We'd also like to thank Candale Marketing that supports our BizTalk website. That address is at biztalkwithscore.com. And you can go out to that website and see who's been on. You can listen to podcasts from previous shows and see who's going to be on and what they're focusing on for next week. And finally, we'd like to thank the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly business newspaper serving East Central Wisconsin. If you aren't already subscribing to Business News, you should. For only $20 per year, the paper is delivered biweekly and contains relevant and useful information about the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So, Pam, before we leave this morning, do you want to give us your contact information again?
Sure. My phone number is 920-422-4910, and my website address is valleysportsacu.com, and I'm located at 1011 North Lindale Drive, Suite 1B in Appleton, and I'm between College and Wisconsin Avenues.
Great. And you have on your website, I did go out and look at it, and it's a great website. There's a lot of information, more than we've talked about this morning out there, about some different things you're doing. One of them that I thought was interesting was your Wednesday afternoon program. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Sure. Stressless Wednesdays, it's a $30 acupuncture treatment. You come in, you don't need to fill out a long health history. You just sign a consent form. And it just helps you relax. It's a great, stress treatment. It helps you sleep better. You're in a room by a fireplace with zero gravity chairs, and you just relax. And like I said, most people fall asleep when they get this treatment. I'll hear people snoring. It's about a 45-minute treatment or so. And it's great for people that have never tried acupuncture that want to try it and just experience what it, a great relaxation treatment.
A different kind of happy hour.
A different kind of an acupuncture happy hour, absolutely. Yeah.
So I think that's really interesting. And I went on the website and I saw that. I haven't seen it before. So are you dealing with a lot of people with stress?
Stress plays, absolutely. A lot of people, nowadays, and now that summertime, moms are home with their kids, that's stressful. We love our kids, but it can be stressful being at home, having them at home during the summer. There's quite a few people that are pretty stressed out.
There seems to be a lot of it in our society. And, you read articles or see things online about how to manage your stress, and they all sound good until you try to apply them, and it gets hard.
Yeah, yes. And there's a tea that I serve there, and that also really enhances that treatment. It brings it, just relaxes people.
Great. So one of the things we do on BizTalk each week is we ask our guests to leave us with a biz tip. Have you got a biz tip for us?
I do. Learning from your mistakes, I have made a lot of them, and I've learned quite a few lessons throughout my life. So, that's life and business, but learning from your mistakes.
It's very true. We were talking a little bit earlier, and I was saying that, I've made so many of them along the way and things, and then you learn something hopefully from them, or you make them again, and then, you get to a point where you can say, and I think that's a big part of mentoring, too, is just being able to say, here's a way I've seen it that works a little bit better, and, maybe something you want to try. So
sure. Take some words of wisdom from the average score mentor is probably in his 60s, I would guess, huh, Pat?
Yeah, I would think so.
And so they've been through and they've made lots and lots of mistakes over the years. And I tell my clients that, I was successful in business, but that doesn't mean that I didn't make mistakes. And, you and your business, you're going to make mistakes. But if you can learn from them or take advice of the mentor that's there to help you, maybe you can avoid some of those and you don't have to go through the hard knock of actually making the mistake. Just eliminate that situation where you don't have to make the mistake.
Absolutely. And I think that I find that, too, with mentoring, that it's being able to transfer that knowledge or that experience and then let the entrepreneur make the decision of whether they want to pay attention to you or not and things. So I'd like to thank you, Pam. It's been very interesting. And listening to what Valley Chronic Pain and Sports Acupuncture is doing, and interesting that, acupuncture is rising in awareness as a medical treatment in the world and things. So, it's another way into the world and congratulate you on the successes you've had and hope for continued success.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show today, Pat.
Great. And we would like to thank you for listening and hope you stay inside and stay cool today. It's going to be a scorcher out there. So thank you very much. We'll see you next week.